Hi, everybody. It's Camille. Welcome to episode 4. Today's question is from Lindsay, and she asks, what are the best methods of communicating with your students during an online course? So I'm going to interpret this question to mean, how can I communicate with my students either individually or if I need to tell something to everybody about a change in the course or a piece of group feedback or something along those lines? I think in some ways you could think of the whole course as a communication between you and the students, but we're going to take a little bit of a narrower view to answer this question. So let's start off with private communication. If you need to talk to a student about something personal, about their grade, about something you suspect is going on, or they really just need some individual help, then a private conversation is going to be the way to go. Sometimes you can do this via email. I find that if I notice a student hasn't checked in or isn't turned something in for a little while, I'll email them and they may say to me, oh, well, I'm traveling this week, but I have plans to catch back up next week. Great, that conversation is over. You don't really need to keep going beyond that. But sometimes a student will say, hey, I'm really confused. Could we just talk on the phone? Or I'd like to explain something to you. I think it's going to be easier if I just tell you. That is certainly one indication that you need to set up a synchronous meeting with them. The other time I try to meet with my students synchronously, either by phone or using a video conferencing tool, is if I notice myself getting irritated when I am communicating with them online. So if I notice that they're asking me a whole lot of questions or the way they're asking them is just not working out or there's something else going on and I find that sense of irritation bubbling up inside of me, I usually will say, hey, why don't we just talk on the phone for a few minutes? And this does a couple things. One, I'm not doing this because I want to let them know that I'm frustrated or that they need to change or anything like that. But I do find that when I speak with them, synchronously, that I can really get a much better sense of where they're coming from. I can really connect with them as a person, and I can feel a lot more compassion for where they are. So I always try to go into these conversations bringing my kindest self, but I find by the end of the conversation, I really do feel kind inside versus having to just be like, okay, act kind. You are kind. So that really helps as an instructor to clear up any irritation or confusion that I feel in terms of what's going on with the student. So the logistics of this, when I'm going to meet with a student via the phone, I usually ask them to send me their number. And then I will call them at the appointed time. I know some people are not comfortable using their own phone to call people. I work from home. I do not have my office phone easily accessible. So I just go ahead and call from my personal cell phone. I do not answer phone calls if I don't know the number. So I figure, you know what, if I do call a student, they have my number and they abuse it, I can always just not pick up the phone when they call or I could block their number. I've been doing this for many, many years, and I have never had a student inappropriately use my phone number. In fact, I don't even think I've ever had somebody call me without a prearranged appointment. So it's worked out really well for me. However, if you're not comfortable doing that, you could certainly get a Google Voice account and use a phone number that's not your own routed to your phone, if that is a concern for you. The other option is to use some kind of video conferencing tool like Zoom or Skype or GoToMeeting or something like that. I find that it's really nice to see people's faces. And then, of course, you can work on a document together if you're trying to go over an assignment or something like that. I would say about, 20% of the time, there's a problem with the technology. Either the student's internet isn't fast enough for a video feed or their app hasn't updated on their computer or there's some other issue. So for me, I like to just try phone first. And that's my default. But I think certainly if you have a particularly tech-savvy group of students, you could go with video conferencing if that's more your thing. Now, let's talk about if you need to communicate with everybody in the whole course. Okay, so to my mind, here are some ways that you can do this. You can send out an announcement. Most LMSs have an announcement feature that technically emails everybody in the course. You can send a group email. You can send a text. You can put things in the body of your content of your course. And of course, there's always the syllabus and the Q&A forums. So I want to say a few words about this. I was just tallying this up the other day, and I think that I have taught somewhere close to, if not a little bit over 100 online courses, academic courses for credit. And in all of these online courses, there is one thing I can guarantee you, and that is that there is absolutely no method of communicating with your online students that is going to reach 100% of them. That just is not a thing, my friends. So in my opinion, It is best to put anything that you really need everyone to see or hear in at least two and preferably three places. So I will give you an example of that. Last trimester, I schedule on live sessions at the beginning of the trimester. And towards the end of the trimester, I needed to cancel one of them. My dog passed away and I just wasn't feeling up to doing a live session that evening. And so what I did is I sent out an announcement. I went to the calendar feature where I had put in, this is when we're having our live session, and I wrote a note there. And I also have within the content of my course, a little checklist of here's everything you're supposed to do this week. And I wrote a little note there next to the attend live optional live session. And between all of that, I think I only had one or two students who showed up for the live session and then were like, oh, it's not happening. And then I think at that point they went and checked the announcements and figured out why. And I certainly don't, and I think there were, let's see, there were 40 students in that class, and probably not all of them were planning to come to the live session in the first place. So that just gives you a ballpark. There were a handful who just didn't get that message. I do not blame the students for that at all. It is just, we all have our own rhythm and workflow. And so it's your job as the instructor to figure out a way where you really can reach the most people. It's going to be less confusing for everybody if you put things in a few different places. Now, to talk about a few other things, announcements. I always try to do an announcement because then it's there in the LMS and you can always refer back to it. Like, oh, make sure you're checking the announcements, look at the announcement for Monday, that kind of thing. So that is an obvious place for people to look. I also find that many of our students are on text these days. It's a great place to remind people about an upcoming deadline or, hey, live session tonight canceled, something like that. Many people use the Remind app. It's free for this purpose. I have not tried that one yet, but it's certainly something that I'm interested in. I think it would go over well with my students. You can also just put things right in the body of the content. So, for example, if you know that in week four, you know, there's a page where there's a bunch of videos for them to watch or an assignment that everyone's doing, you can just make a note right there. Hey, don't forget about this, that, or the other, and make it obvious that this is a change, either by writing up, hey, new announcement below or something like that, or you can make a short video telling people what they need to know. Okay, so those are some options for communicating with the whole course. My favorite strategies for communicating with everybody in a more casual way are, number one, I always do a weekly announcement. I video record that live at the start of the week, and I usually will give some feedback on the previous week and let them know what's coming up in the next week, any reminders or other things like that. I always try to use at least one or two students' names in the video. I'll say like, hey, so-and-so did a really nice job with this. You should go check out her post, or blah-de-blah asked me this question, and here I want to answer it for all of you, so that they know that it really is for them. It's not something that I pre-recorded and I use it every semester. And then I also really like to communicate with people during my live sessions. I find that the chat in those is great. It's a nice informal way to catch up with everybody. There are also, of course, Q&A forums. Again, not everybody looks at those. So, if you answer a question in the Q&A forum, you want to point people to it from somewhere else, like in your announcement for that week or in the course content. Hey, if you weren't sure about this, be sure to check out the Q&A where Mary asked about this. The other thing that sometimes comes up in this conversation is office hours online. And I've tried all sorts of different things over the years of having, an appointed time where I'm available via chat, or you could call me at this time, or you can check in via Skype or Zoom or whatever during these times. And I have just never found that online office hours are well attended and worth my time. Hardly anybody ever shows up. And I've tried this at different schools and different courses at different times, different platforms. It just doesn't seem to be a thing, at least for the student populations that I teach. You could certainly try it and see how it goes for your courses. If you do have online office hours and they work for you, I would love to hear how you structure them and any thoughts about that. Please email me at thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, Lindsay, I hope that gives you some ideas for how you could communicate with everybody and reach as many of your students as possible. If anybody has any other questions, or if you'd like to provide any comments or feedback about communicating with your students online, please do email thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com or leave a comment or question on my website, and I'd love to talk to you about it. All right, take care, everybody. Have a great week.